Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning. Today is Sunday the 6th of September, and of course that means that this is the Labor Day weekend holiday. Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace on CJMQ Radio. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and together with our supporters, we're glad to have you listening in today. God said, 6 days you shall labour and do all your work, but on the seventh day it is a Sabbath to the Lord. Jesus said, Come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let's turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, on this Labor Day weekend, our hearts are filled with gratitude. We're thankful for our jobs and working lives, for the good things that fill our time and occupy our skills, by which we provide for our families and others, participate in creation and culture, and through which we can celebrate being made in your image. We praise you for the dignity and privilege of work, as exasperating and exhausting as it is at times, and we praise you that throughout eternity, in the perfection of life in the new heaven and the new earth, we will live lives of creativity, engagement, and meaningful work. But even more so on this Labor Day, we're grateful for your finished work in the Lord Jesus, for your labor of love offered for us once and for all. Everything changed when he cried out on the cross, "It is finished." And we praise you for the once and for allness of his redeeming work on our behalf. As our substitute in life, he worked hard to do what we could never do for ourselves, fulfilling the demands of the law for us. And as our substitute in death, he accepted the just and holy consequences of our failure to keep God's law. And so we worship and adore you, our great and gracious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are workers, God, just like you, but we confess that our actions do not always affirm and honour each other. Our work is not always done in a spirit that is pleasing to you. We confess that on some occasions we have blindly bought goods made by people who are paid too little or work in unsafe conditions. We admit that we have failed to end an unjust system in which some workers have jobs that provide good wages and benefits, while others may have no job, or one that pays little and provides few benefits. Our God is a God of grace and transformation. When we ask, God gives us the courage and strength to live out our faith in the workplace and in the marketplace, as well as in the sanctuary. Bring your word to us this morning. Speak to us words of eternal life, for we ask it in and through the name of Jesus. Amen. Our reading for this morning comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, a poem that speaks about time. Ecclesiastes 3. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God had done from the beginning to end. I know that there's nothing better for people than to be happy and do good while they live. that each of them may eat and be drink and find satisfaction in all their toil, for this is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Amen.
There is a time to birth, a time for dying, a time to plant, a time to pull up what is sown. There is a time to kill, a time for healing, a time to build, a time to cut down what has grown. There is a time when each will lose a dream most dear, when searching through the rubble of a life that seems so clear, a time will come for keeping what has surfaced in the sun, and a time will come for letting go of that whose time is done. There is a time, a time for tears, a time for laughing, a time to mourn, a time of dancing for the day. There is a time to join, a time for breaking, a time to gather stones, a time to throw those stones away. There is a time when each will rend the temple's veil, and from its shredded pieces sew a new and brilliant sail. The time for keeping silent will burst seaward as the wind, and words of truth and comfort shall be spoken from within. There is a time to birth, a time for dying, time to plant, a time to mow the budding ground. There is a time to love, a time for heating, a time for war, a time for peace to circle round. This is added nothing, from this subtract we none. What God shapes under heaven is beginning and is done. What is has been already, what will be is here today. All things shall find their season, all creation find its way.
That poem in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 is famous. You may recall it from the pop song of the 1960s by the Byrds, Turn, Turn, Turn. But it beautifully expresses the reality of life, that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. It describes how we experience the passing of time while we live under the sun. Three observations that flow from this truth. The first of all is that life has indeed many different times and seasons. The poem is made up of 14 different pairs of opposites, 14 is 2 times 7, which indicates completion or fullness in the Bible. And the first pair in Ecclesiastes 3:2, a time to be born and a time to die, indicates the span of our entire life, from its beginning in birth to its death. And all the subsequent pairs of opposites point to the diverse events, occasions, and circumstances we experience throughout our lives. And the key to understanding this poem is not to get lost in trying to figure out the specifics of what each individual pair means, but to focus on the bigger picture being portrayed. It's like how we appreciate a painting. It's not by analysing every single brushstroke, but by taking a step back to take in the whole. The poem as a whole describes the complexities of life, with all its changing times and seasons. Life is not neat and tidy. It does not unfold in a straight line. A time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, could refer to times of sowing and reaping. And in life there will be times of labour and seasons when we enjoy the fruit of our labour. In life we'll also experience times of loss and times of recovery. Sometimes lives are taken, a time to kill, at other times lives are saved, a time to heal. This is not telling us to kill or to heal. Just remember that the writer, the preacher, as he's called, is simply describing the different seasons of life. This poem is descriptive, not prescriptive. A second observation is that the times and seasons of life come and go. Notice the repetitiveness of life. Good times come, good times go. Bad times come, bad times go. And on balance, they may cancel each other out. On and on it goes from our birthday to our death day. And the poem echoes the earlier one in Ecclesiastes 1. The sun rises, the sun goes down. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Here in Ecclesiastes 3, the preacher observes in our lives what he has seen in the repeated cycles of nature. The ebbs and flows of life are wearisome. The steady drumbeat of the times and seasons remind us that we are indeed time-bound. We cannot return to the past. We cannot jump into the future. We can only live in the present. What is past, and we do not know what was yet to come. All we know is that we cannot break free of the shackles and cycles of time. And the third observation is this. We ultimately have no control over the times and seasons of life. Some may understand the poem to mean that there's a right time for everything and that we should discern when the right time is to do this or that. But I don't think that's the point of the poem. While we can choose when to do some things, such as embracing or speaking, most of the other things are outside of our control. For example, we can't choose when we can be born or, strictly speaking, when to die. We've no control over the times of loss, failure, sorrow or mourning. Neither can we control war or peace. Our best laid plans fall apart and fall through. We cannot manipulate the times and seasons of life for lasting gain. And to insist that we can will only make us frustrated, impatient and disappointed. Time is in the hands of the one who dwells in heavens. And so having observed how time is not in our hands, this writer, this preacher, again asked the question he posed at the beginning of Ecclesiastes in chapter 1, verse 3. What gain has the worker from his toil? And the implied answer is nothing. Work is toil, it's drudgery. But we find the meaning in something beyond the mere occupation of our lives. For work is the purpose of God. We were made for work. But what sin does is turn work into drudgery. Ecclesiastes 3:9-22 calls upon us to trust God, to be happy and holy in him, to fear him, and to be humble before him. Listen to chapter 3, verse 11. God has made everything beautiful in its time. Also he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. From our perspective, it's difficult to discern the purpose and meaning behind the times of our lives. We wonder why various circumstances and events happen to us. But deep down, we want to believe that life is not fundamentally meaningless. This is because God has put eternity into our hearts. We were made for something larger than simply the hours and the minutes and the seconds of our days. God made us to enjoy Him forever. He's given us a sense that there's more to our existence than merely a life under the sun. Hope in Him, trust in Him, not in the vain things of life under the sun. Be happy in Him. Knowing our limits and God's limitless wisdom encourages us to be joyful in the present. Instead of constantly worrying about life's unknowns, we can enjoy what we have, assured that our times are in God's hands. We do not have to dwell on past regrets or be anxious over the future. This frees us to rejoice and be grateful for all that God has given to us now. See verses 12 and 13 of Ecclesiastes 3. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. This is God's gift to humankind. Eating and drinking are the sweet and simple pleasures God gives us to enjoy in the moment, as well as, of course, sustaining our lives. We do not idolize God's gift by trying to find our meaning or our purpose in them. Instead, we be thankful to God the giver and enjoy what He has given. This is how we can be happy, even under the drudgery of life under the sun. So let us be thankful for whatever season we are in. Many of us struggle to live in the present. Our impatience and discontentment make us want to keep moving on to the next thing. But what if we made an intentional effort to cultivate joy and thankfulness in the season God has for us now? Yes, even with all its difficulties and challenges. Don't be in a rush. Cherish the moments God gives us. Be happy and be holy. God calls us to do good things as long as we live. Let us serve God as long as He gives us time to do so. Trusting that He is good and wise gives us the confidence to live for Him. So love God with all your heart, soul, and mind and strength. Love others and seek their good. Delight in the Lord and in His word. Be happy and holy in Him. This is the good life. Amen. Let us pray to the Lord of all creation, from whom comes all life and work and purpose. Let us pray. Almighty God, when you formed us lovingly out of the dust of the earth, you breathed into us the breath of life and gave us work and purpose for living. In the story in the beginning, you placed Adam in the Garden of Eden to till and to keep it. And through our work, you made us co-creators with you, shaping the world in which we live. You gave dignity to our labour by sending your Son to labour with us. By our labour, you enrich the world. By our labour, we enjoy the fruits of creation. By our labour, we find direction and purpose. By our labour, our families are made secure. We pray for those who plough the field and those who make the plough, for farmers and farm workers, steel workers and machinists, for those who work with their hands and those who move the earth, for those who tend the sick and those who seek new cures, for doctors and nurses, scientists and technicians, for those who keep notes and those who transcribe, for those who think and those who create, for inventors and explorers, artists and musicians, for those who write books and for those who entertain, we give thanks and praise. Use each of us with our talents and our skills to enrich the world around us, to bring your goodness and purpose to reality in the world in which we live, and give wisdom to all who have the power and influence to change the times in which we live. And hear us now as further we pray in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men?
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.